Welcome to Amberforth Manor, a comedy serial drama written by Patrick MacDonald and Jackie Tevlin. Series 2, Episode 7, Shavanaka, Part 1.
Joe, how's it all going? We've got the train in the tunnel.
Dad, what's this obsession with tunnels?
No, I don't know. I just like them, I suppose. Big ones, small ones, especially the long ones. I love the Channel Tunnel. The only thing wrong with it is it ends up in France. I don't think we ever wanted to link up with the French. It's just a hangover from Dunkirk. That fear of being stranded again with only a flotilla of fishing boats to rescue us. We could have won the war with a tunnel and some decent trains.
I think you'll find the Yanks won the war.
No. It was definitely Churchill. That and our wonderful Spitfires. All the Yanks brought his chewing gum. Oh, by the way, I think Olga has cracked the package thing.
Really? I thought we were having a board meeting to discuss this.
We did. But it was just Olga on her own. She said it was a quarret at one.
I don't think that's what the articles say.
No, she changed them at the meeting. Speak of the devil. Darling, who's just talking about you?
How is this? What has Noodles been saying?
Why do you keep calling me Noodles?
Oh, is term of affection. Come to Mommy and I give you a big hug.
No, I'm fine, honestly. Maybe later.
Mommy very disappointed in you, not wanting hug from Mommy. Oh, by the way, the packages all now agreed. We do wood.
Wood?
Yes, wood. Everything wood. We start with sable wood for bronze.
Stable wood?
Yes, stable woods. Why you keep repeating everything? We take wood from old stables and call it stable wood. Then for silver, we have...
More wood?
Yes, all wood. I already tell you this. Silver is...
Tree wood?
All wood from trees, Noodles. Why you say this? For silver, we use reclaimed woods.
Reclaimed wood?
Yes, from house clearances. Old furniture, floorings.
Turned into wood?
Is wood already, Noodles? How many times I explain this? We call it...
Woodworm?
No, darling. We call it our English oak range.
But that's not wood.
Hardy, oak is wood.
But you said...
I say we use wood. Oak is wood is not true.
No, I thought everything would be wood. Oak is... Well, it's not wood, is it?
Hardy, I'll explain later. Olga, please go on.
So, for gold, we use real wood.
Real wood?
It's real wood, wooden head. We use plastic wood. No one no difference. We call it our American oak range.
You mean laminate?
No, not contaminant. It's real wood.
But plastic? Oh, don't tell me. Platinum is mahogany?
Yes, how you know this? We call it our hardwood wood.
Why not the mahogany range?
Yes, it's a good idea, but it's not mahogany. It's plastic wood too, but very tough. They last long time, days, maybe weeks.
I'm sorry, Olga. I think I need some space to get my head around all this.
Ah, there you all are. I've been wandering around the building like a lunatic trying to find you.
Olga's just been taking us through some of her ideas for the funeral ranges.
Has she? I thought we were going to discuss this at the next board meeting.
Apparently, it's already happened. Olga held the meeting with herself. Unanimous agreement on everything, she tells us.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not happy about this. I don't know what's been agreed, but I think we need to put our two pennyworth in first. I've got my own ideas as to what we should do.
Oh, sweet little plumpkin. It's all agreed. Everyone happy. You and I talk later, yes?
Did you just call me plumpkin? Are you implying that I'm fat?
No, sweet little pumpkin is all I call you. You're not fat. You're big boned.
Big boned?
Yes, like ox. Sturdy legs, big biceps. In Bulgaria, all the men would want you. You strong woman, perfect for ploughing fields. Not everyone could afford horses.
So now I'm a horse, am I? As well as fat.
Oh, why are you upset? Horse is much prized in Bulgaria. To have a horse is to be rich. To have two horses is to run the country. You're not fat anyway. Big boned like me is very desirable. My father very much likes my big bones.
Oh, I give up. This place is a madhouse. I'm going out to get some fresh air. Hardy, do you want to join me?
Actually, I think that's a very good idea. It will give Dad and Olga some alone time together.
I also have jobs to do. Need to design and order new catalogue.
I need to go after her. God knows what she's up to now.
Well, that's rich. I thought we were the ones leaving. You were supposed to fix this door, by the way. It makes us sound like a haunted house. Now, that might be the case, given the number of bodies shuffling through here, but it's hardly a good look for new customers.
Well, I did put some WD-40 on it. It was fine for a couple of days, and then the creaking started up again. I must admit it's driving me mad, and the sound it makes when Olga comes in is particular sinister. It's almost as though the door is trying to tell us something. I'm also really uncomfortable with her wanting to give me hugs all the time.
Why, it can't be that bad, surely.
Well, I have these sort of stirrings.
Oh, poor you. Didn't realise you were so attracted to her.
You know I can't stand the woman.
Well, I'm not too fond of her myself, especially after being called big-boned and plumpkin. You don't think I'm fat, do you?
If anybody's fat, it's her. You're a size 8 for a start. She must be bordering on 16 at least. Any man would be lucky to have you. She's just jealous. Sees you as a rival for Dad's affections.
Oh, you're probably right. If she calls me plumpkin again, though, I swear I'll swing for her.
Well, if you are going to swing for her, let me know and I'll lend you a 9-iron to do it with.
Sorry, could you spell that again? I don't think I've got that quite right. You said your father's name was Schaffernacker. Yeah, it's Polish, isn't it? Like the BBC weather bloke.
Yes, that's right. Dad was Polish. Came over during the Second World War. So it's Schaffernacker.
Well, it's a lovely name. And what's his first name?
Tobias. But everyone just called him Toby.
Oh dear, I think I need help spelling this as well. How do you spell it?
T-O-B-I-A-S-Z.
Oh gosh, we'll have to be very careful to get this right. And what inscription would you like on the gravestone? Well, if you're not sure, we can give you some examples. We have a catalogue I can give you with some lovely quotations from the Bible. And it also includes some poems you might like to consider for the funeral ceremony.
Oh, could you? Oh, that would be wonderful. I'm afraid I don't have a clue about any of this. This is my first funeral. I don't know how I'm going.
Oh dear, I'm so sorry. This must be so difficult for you. Look, I don't know if this will help, but we can arrange some grief counselling for you.
No, that's very kind of you, but I don't...
No, of course not. I quite understand. Look, here's the catalogue. Take it away and just give me a ring or pop in when you've sorted out what you'd like to use.
Oh, thank you. I will. My brother is dealing with all the finances and the funeral stuff. He's the executor for the estate. He said he had an appointment to come in this afternoon to go through everything. So I'll try and come in with him.
Oh, yes, that'll be great. Just let me check the appointments. Oh, yes, you're quite right. He's arranged to come in at 3 o'clock. Will Schaffernacker.
I'm so sorry about the... I don't normally well up like this. It's just...
It's a very difficult time, I know. I felt the same when Georgie died.
Georgie?
Yes, my cat. I cried for weeks.
Oh, how sad. What happened?
while Dad ran him over in the car. Accident, of course, though he never did like that cat. It used to poop on his model railway. We had a litter tray, but Georgie seemed to prefer Dad's railway sidings.
Well, thank you again. I'll be back this afternoon then.
Do you know, I can't quite place your accent. It's not Polish, is it?
God, no. I was born in Luton. It's got quite a large Polish community. Dad worked on the track at Vauxhall's. You can always tell a Lutonian because they never open their mouths properly when they're speaking. Can't be bothered, you see. That's why we're all so bad at languages. French was a nightmare. German wasn't too bad because I picked up quite a lot from the comics. You know, Donner and Blitz and Schnell, etc. Not very useful, though, when you're holidaying in the Bavarian Alps. When I was growing up, I thought Donner and Blitzen were reindeer, but apparently it means thunder and lightning. Mind you, it did rain a lot in the Alps. Why German soldiers thought they needed it, though, I'll never know.
You're too young, Laurel, to know about any of this stuff. But I was more of a Bunty girl. Ballet and girls only boarding schools. It was brilliant. I've kept all the back copies. Oh, and then there was Jackie. That was my favourite. It had all these centrefolds of pop stars you could pull out. I had David Cassidy over the bed for the best part of 2 years. I also had him in the kitchen.
Can't say I cared for him. I was more a Rolling Stones man. Jackie had a Dear Doctor Problems page, didn't it? For what they commonly referred to as below the waist issues. I used to read Jackie on my paper round. I even wrote in once, but I never got a reply. A shame, really, because it took me years to work out what was wrong.
Oh, dear. Well, shall we discuss the funeral arrangements? Can I show you our catalogue? We've got some of the Stablewood range, which is at the cheaper end, and then the Heritage range, a little more expensive, but still less than, say, our Sylvan Glades green collection. Or at the top end, our English and American oak selections. Those are very popular, but of course it's entirely your choice.
What's the green collection?
It's our eco-friendly choice. There's a wickerwork coffin, which is custom made for us in the Arran Isles, and the burial takes place in the woods on our estate in the Sylvan Glades.
So, they get buried in a hamper?
Well, I wouldn't quite put it like that.
What's in the Heritage collection?
Well, it changes week by week, really. Hang on, I'll ask my colleague what's available. Hardy, what did you pick up from that last house clearance?
Oh, quite a bit, actually. I found some mahogany furniture we can use and some brass door handles in the kitchen that might suit.
Well, there you are, Mr. Schaffernacker. We can offer you a mahogany coffin with brass handles and all the fittings. If you like, we can also arrange the headstone. We have our own in-house stonemason, and he can do the inscription as well.
Did you say house clearance?
Well, yes, but this is a Grade 1 listed building. We picked up some marvellous stuff.
Oh, right, well, OK. I'd like to have a look at the coffin, though, before I pay.
Certainly, sir. Is tomorrow too soon?
No, that should be fine. When will it be ready?
Around 4 o'clock, if that suits.
Yes, I think I can manage that. Amy, do you want to join me?
I can't, I'm afraid. I'm doing brownies tomorrow evening.
Well, I'm happy to do it on my own. You said you might be able to arrange the headstone and inscription.
Yes, we can. It's in the catalogue towards the end. Take it with you and let me know the type of headstone you'd like. The Carrara marble is particularly popular. Do you know what you'd like for the inscription?
No. I need to discuss it with the family, really. Amy and I are seeing everyone tonight, so we'll put our heads together, then we'll let you know tomorrow.
Marvellous. Well, I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Oh, God, they were hard work. Do you think young Arthur can sort the coffin out in time?
Oh, can't see a problem, provided he stays up all night.
What about the headstone?
Well, we'll just have to try and match their choice with what we fetched from that cemetery, you know, the one they were bulldozing to make way for a new housing development. got some fantastic stuff there. Bought some statues too.
Do you think young Arthur is up to doing the inscription?
Well, I hope so. He's been seeing what he can pick up from YouTube videos. Parkinson's might be a problem though. Last time he did one, he managed to stab himself in the knee with a chisel. He's been walking with a limp ever since. Problem is, he already had a limp in the other leg, so now when he walks, he looks permanently drunk. If the police were to ask him to walk in a straight line, we'd give him a circle. When he goes down the pub now, he's back before he's got there.
Oh, Hardy.
The Colonel was played by Ben West, Olga, Jackie Tevlin, Hardy, Stuart Nunn, Laurel, Jackie Powell, Amy Smith, Jane McKercher Kay, and Will Shavanaka, Steve Kay. Sounds HCL Sound Library and freesound.org. Ambleforth's theme tune was taken from Mozart's Horn Concerto. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell Smith, Ambleforth Manor was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.